The Moipe Quartet is composed of four sisters, three of them triplets. The triplets are 19 years old, I believe, and they are Mary, Martha, and Magdalene. And their younger sister, who is, I believe, 17, she is Seraphine.
And they are from Kenya?
They are from Kenya, and this is their first U.S. tour. And they're going to seven major cities all over the United States. They're going to New York. They landed in New York yesterday, as a matter of fact. They're headed to Memphis next, and then Jonesboro on Friday, and they'll be here for the concert Saturday. But they'll also be going to Dallas, San Antonio, St. Louis, ending in Chicago.
I'd be proud of the fact that Jonesboro's even mentioned among all
those
other cities.
Isn't that great? Yeah, possibly Washington, D.C. to perform at an embassy there. That's possible.
Well, you mentioned that they're from Kenya. This is their first trip to America, but they've been all over the world performing for a very long time.
That's right. These girls have been performing for over 10 years professionally. In 2006, they were appointed child cultural ambassadors by UNICEF. And so that role took them all over the world to, of course, Uganda, Tanzania, in Canada, Venezuela, China. They have really fulfilled that role talking about child issues. And then in 2011, they won the Best of Africa category at the Gospel Awards in Durban, South Africa. And since then, it's just been no end in sight to their fame. I mean, they have almost 50,000 likes on Facebook. It's insane. It's insane how popular these girls have become. They're just stars in their own country.
Well, it's a family tradition. I understand that it's being passed on the singing style from their own father. Talk to us a little bit about that.
It's really interesting. It is a family tradition. Their father has been their vocal coach, from what I've been told. And the girls say that their musical talent was discovered very early when they were 2 and 3 years old. Apparently, their parents hummed tunes to them, and they hummed back. So that's when their parents discovered, oh, wow, we have some musical talents. And they have really sacrificed quite a bit. The mom basically stayed home with the girls to focus on their musical and schooling. The girls talk about the fact that their parents always impressed upon them, even with 3 hours of music practice a day, usually, they still had to excel in their studies, in their schooling. So that's always been impressed upon them. And that takes a lot of parental support and dedication, as you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the style of music they'll be performing here. They have a range, many different genres of music in their repertoire.
Oh, yes. These girls, typical teenagers, you're going to hear pop songs like Adele, Someone Like You, and they have branched into a lot of gospel songs, Amazing Grace, and even some other popular gospel songs like Because We Believe by David Foster. They also love classical music, so you're going to hear pieces by Mozart from The Magic Flute, selections from Mendelssohn's Elijah, and a lot of sacred, beautiful sacred music as well. And then, of course, you'll get to hear some spirituals, Deep River, Go Down Moses, Steal Away to Jesus, We Shall Overcome. They've really branched into that. And you'll get to hear some interesting, beautiful, traditional and contemporary African repertoire, which they have songs from all over Africa, not just Kenya. So they'll tell you a little bit about where the song comes from and why it's meaningful to them.
You mentioned before we went on the air that this is a learning experience not only for audiences to come and be exposed to music from the other side of the world, their interpretation of American music, but these young ladies are actually getting an education about America as well while they're here.
Exactly. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. African Musical Arts is the organization that is organizing their U.S. tour. And I've worked with them a lot. They're based in St. Louis, and they bring over groups. And it's really about cultural exchange on both sides. You know, young people from Africa get to know young people from America, and all the stereotypes that they may have about each other are dispelled. And as you know, on our news media doesn't usually portray a lot of positive stories about Africa. It's all about wars or famine. So it's important for our youth especially to have that stereotype corrected and say, hey, these girls are just like us. You know, they're teenagers. They like Adele. They're thinking about where they're going to go to college, what they're going to do with their lives. And they love fashion. These girls are so beautiful. And it's just a great experience all around for our youth to get to know positive stories about Africa.
And besides seeing them on stage, there'll be an opportunity after the concert to interact with them.
Yes, they have a lovely CD that they will have available with all their music that you'll be hearing. And they will come out and get to meet you. You'll get to talk with them after the show in the lobby.
In addition to the Moipe Quartet, there's going to be another presentation as part of the concert. Tell us a little bit about the other half of what's going on at the Fowler Center.
Opening up the show is a really energetic group. We're so excited, called the Ancestral Drummers of the Congo, which is this from the central region of Africa, very well known for their drumming styles. And the master drummer, his name is Chief Bokulaka. And he will be coming with some other friends to showcase the drumming styles, bringing lots of native drums, of course, so you get to see the drums up close. And he just loves to work with the crowd. He's going to get us all dancing, I hope, and show us some very, very simple moves that might be done over there. And he's great with kids. He's also going to visit one of our schools here in town, the Jonesboro Visual and Performing Arts Elementary School, on Friday morning. That's the day before the show. They also have a drum ensemble at this school. So what a great opportunity for these kids to meet an actual master drummer from Africa.
Going back to the Moipe Quartet, I want to make sure our listeners know they're not just an a cappella ensemble. They will have accompaniment for this particular concert.
That's correct. We are lucky enough that they are bringing some wonderful band musicians with them, two guitarists, two keyboardists, and a couple of drummers. So you're going to have a really great band up on the stage backing up the girls. But as you know, tight harmonies of all families like this, you can listen to a cappella performances by groups like this and just be in heaven. But you're right, there's going to be great band up on stage as well.
There is just something special when family members make music together.
Oh my goodness, yes. You said it, genetics. Perhaps it is genetics, but in the case of the Moipe Quartet, there's such a discipline. And you'll hear that in the preciseness and the beauty of these voices.
Last thing I want to stress to our listeners and get you to talk about a bit is this isn't something that comes through Jonesboro very often. This is a very unique opportunity to experience this music and this culture.
Yes, and I'm very proud to be part of bringing them here. I have worked with this organization many years, and I just felt it was... what an opportunity to share this with Jonesboro, and I'd like to have this tradition of bringing lots of different musicians continue.